99.9 WTUZ. Good morning. Happy Friday. It's Eric McElroy waking you up. Michelle Spring over in the newsroom at 6:11. And I hope your day is off to a good start. We're all kicking off the weekend together. We are jam-packed this morning. You have plenty of chances to win. I have $25 to Bell Stores Marathon. Also today, your chance to win tickets to see Phil Vassar and Lone Star when they come to Canton next month. That will be at the Palace Theater up there in Canton. Those tickets courtesy of Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg. And again, your chance to win those later on this morning. I'll tell you how this hour. Also, this hour, morning quickies. Next hour, what's new for your weekend? And all morning long, it is, just like every Friday, a poll question Friday. Questions are going up now. Make sure you vote, interact, and Michelle and myself will break those down later. Speaking of Michelle, if you want to get in touch with her or myself, email us, Eric or Michelle at WTUZ.com. Text us as well. It's 330-339-9399, that being the Weaver Appliance text line. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, that's where you can find those polls and also stay up to date on everything that's happening here in Z Country. And we're streaming all the time online at WTUZ.com. Brad Paisley, Celebrity, 99.9 WTUZ, Eric McElroy, and Michelle Spring. Michelle, we made it, girlfriend.
It's a here. Long week, right?
It only took all week for Friday to get here. Seems to be the case every week.
I think that's how it works.
Yes, indeedy. Yes. Hey, they say things come in threes, right? Like celebrity deaths and all that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a moment.
No.
First, you have headlines. Take it away.
I do. Starlight Enterprises Incorporated will be collecting and delivering items that will assist those in need this holiday season. Unexpired canned food, toys, new underwear, and socks can be dropped off between the hours of 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Monday through Friday from now until December 7th. Donations can be dropped off at either of their two locations in New Philadelphia, 246 East High Avenue or 400 East High Avenue. And in state headlines, lawmakers in the Ohio House have opened a lame duck session by approving a strict anti-abortion bill, measures long sought by Republicans and at odds with outgoing GOP Governor John Kasich. The House on Thursday approved the so-called anti-abortion heartbeat bill, which would ban abortions in Ohio after the first fetal heartbeat is detected. For more local and state headlines, be sure to visit us on Facebook or WTUZ.com.
Good morning. Good morning, Michelle, and of course, good morning to all of you. Thanks for waking up with us. If you're streaming at WTUZ.com or on your smartphone or tablet, because you can do that too, it's very simple with our mobile app, well, not our mobile app, but our mobile website. And then also, if you text us the word listen to the Weaver Appliance text line, you're just a few clicks away after that from listening live wherever you may be. All right, so earlier this week it was Stan Lee, right? Who
yes.
passed away.
Yes.
Roy Clark now, Country Music Hall of Famer, 85 years old, died of pneumonia yesterday at his home in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Host of Hee Haw for many, many years. That show was on from like the 70s into the mid-90s.
Really?
Just a, it was just...
Wow, I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, it was just like a, I don't know how you want to put it. Just like a country...
It's like a variety show.
Yeah, a variety show, basically. Where
yeah.
they'd get up there and make fools out of themselves.
Yeah.
1969 to 1992.
Wow.
The exact years that it was on.
Who was the female on that show?
I know Buck Owens was on there, too. I don't know what female was on there.
I feel like there was a blonde... I might have to look that up. Because I went down to Nashville a couple years ago, and mm-hmm. we were in the Ryman Auditorium. And when you go in, they have a huge display all about Hee Haw. Oh, that's going to drive me nuts. What's her name? I can't think of it, but yeah. Are you looking it up?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I thought you were looking.
I'm actually looking up the opening to Hee Haw right here. Yes, indeed.
Minnie Pearl.
Welcome to Hee Haw.
Who was it?
Minnie Pearl.
There you
starring
go.
Buck Owens and Roy Clark.
He went in the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2009. Grand Ole Opry in 1987. I still find it hard to believe that show was on that long.
That is kind of crazy.
To be honest. Pneumonia is nothing to mess around with. I had pneumonia like 2 years ago.
I know you mentioned that.
And I thought I was going to die.
Oh, gosh.
To be honest with you.
That's so scary, right?
So I wouldn't wish that upon anybody.
No.
It's like the worst I've ever felt in my life.
Oh, gosh. It's really sad. So that's where the threes came from. That's what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Here's Roy Clark's, I think, his only number one, by the way. Just listen to how... I don't know. Things have come so far, just in terms of sound and everything else. My love, share. This is, like I said, Roy Clark's only number one hit. Be wife to me. Come with me is the title. Be wife to me. Be mine. This is like 19.
So good.
I think this was 1973. Come Live With Me is what it is. Yeah, number one in 1973. Sounds good, right?
Oh my gosh, it sounds great. You know, and that's the thing with the music from that era. It's just timeless. It's classic. So good.
Folks might think they're listening to the original Country Gold with Rowdy Yates right now. Don't get it twisted right there. Hey, yeah, Roy Clark, Stan Lee earlier this week. Tell me what happened to Puff Daddy's wife or his ex-wife.
Oh, my gosh.
It's his ex, right?
Yeah,
his
but
baby
they were,
mama?
They were really close and really cordial. I think they had a really good bond because they had the children. She died of, I don't think they're telling people what she died of, but from what I read, she had called her doctor yesterday saying that she didn't feel good. And then yesterday she died.
So well, like totally unexpected.
Totally unexpected. She was only 47.
That's crazy.
I know. And every...
What's her name again?
Kim. I think it was Kim Taylor.
Okay.
I could be wrong. I was reading the TMZ article and they had a bunch of celebrities, you know, posting their tributes and stuff to her. And I think everyone just kind of shocked. And it's sad. Kim Porter, that's her name.
There
I'm sorry.
Go.
But yeah, they were really close. Even
yeah, they had an on and off thing for a while.
Yeah, I think it was like 10 years mm-hmm. maybe. And then, I mean, and I think...
Well, that's a mother to the three of his kids, though.
Yeah, right. And that's what I said. Like, I think for the kids, they maintained a pretty good bond, even though they both had moved on with the other significant others and stuff. So you just hate to see someone... die and leave children behind. It's just so sad.
Hey, you don't want to know what's nuts, though, about Sean Combs, a.k.a. Puff Daddy.
A.k.a. P. Diddy.
A.k.a. His website is actually diddy.com. But his net worth, $825 million.
Yeah, that's insane. Oh, man. That's crazy. Oh, and here it says, here a source close to Porter said she was recently sick with pneumonia. Oh, my gosh.
Seriously?
Yeah, right here. It says it. That's so crazy, right?
Wow, huh?
Yeah, you can't mess around with that stuff. Oh, gosh. She leaves behind a 20-year-old son, two twin 11-year-old daughters, as well as a 27-year-old who was to a different father, not...
So she probably had pneumonia and didn't even... Because, see, when I had it, mm-hmm. I didn't even think, like... I just thought, hey, it's a really bad cold.
Yeah.
I'm not going in anywhere. Then when it lasted 10 days, I said...
10 days? I would have been in there on the second day.
Oh, man. Come on, Michelle.
You're a man. You can handle it.
No, it's the doctor. I mean, whatever. I thought it was just a cold. Then, you know, like a week, however many days later, and felt like somebody was constantly on top of my chest, just sitting there, and it was pretty bad.
Isn't it when you have, like, fluid in your lungs?
Builds up in your lungs, yeah.
Ugh. Gosh, we got to get you on. Do you get sick easily?
Not really.
Oh, okay. I try to take my vitamins every day. But
your Flintstones chewables there?
Yep. But I have terrible allergies, so I'm constantly like blowing, sneezing, you know. How
yeah,
it
you
is.
Should hear some of those epic sneezes in the morning.
Oh, I'm sure
from over there.
I'd love to hear those. That's funny.
Hey, we do have poll questions up right now, too, on a poll question of Friday. Quite a few of them, too. Two CMA-related. You guys can vote and react now, and Michelle and myself will sort of dive into them a little bit later. CMAs, did you watch the other night? Yay or nay? That's one to vote on. Also, should Brad and Carrie return as hosts for next year? It's another one for you to vote on. I told you yesterday I'm kind of over their act, to be honest with you. Poll question Friday in honor of Stan Lee, one of those celebrity deaths this week. Listen, a lot of folks may not know, he basically created Spider-Man, the Hulk, the X-Men, Thor, Iron Man. Name a superhero, he's probably behind it. What's your favorite from Stan Lee?
Spider-Man.
I wasn't really asking you at this point in time.
I thought you were asking me.
And when making a grilled cheese sandwich, how many pieces of cheese do you use? That's another one. Of course, we'll get into those later, Michelle, although you already sort of professed your love for someone who spins a web of any size.
Right.
Did you just snap your fingers at me?
I did. I'm feeling snappy today.
Right on. Okay, here we go. What's new for your weekend? Then we'll bust out those poll questions again. First, musically, Kip Moore with a new album out today, an acoustic album. It's called Room to Spare. Also out with an album of material that no one's ever heard before, unreleased stuff from Glenn Campbell. Of course, he passed away a couple of years ago now, right? It's got to be 2 years now.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. Also out today, I'm looking forward to this. It's Montgomery Gentry, entitled 20 Years of Hits. So it's their songs, recorded, by the way, with, of course, Eddie Montgomery, but Mr. Gentry, who passed away. Didn't Mr. Gentry pass away? I can't remember his first name. Why is it? Why am I drawing a blank?
Oh, my gosh. Oh my
in
God.
The helicopter crash.
Yes. Gentry. I can't think of it.
Eddie Montgomery. For some reason, I want to say Todd or Teddy. I don't know.
I'm looking it up.
Please do. But their album out today, which includes their songs, but with some other country acts like Darius Rucker's on there. I had a list over here earlier of who else is on that album with them. Do you have it?
I'm looking.
Troy Gentry.
Yes.
It just popped into my head. I didn't
Good
have
job.
To look it up.
There you go. Proud of you.
Yeah. Speaking of artists passing away, that was
tragic.
Maybe that's just within a year, that one still. That helicopter crash. But that album's out today from Montgomery Gentry. Next, I forgot one here. Non-country. Mariah Carey's new album, Caution, is out today. What was her deal with the whole Glitter album, Justice for Glitter? Remember?
That was like a couple days ago.
Yeah, I mean.
She went on, I think it was Andy Cohen's talk show and talked about it and something apparently like skyrocketed on the charts.
Some person started like a hashtag Justice for Glitter for an album Mariah Carey put out years ago.
Yeah.
The movie bombed because she was in a movie called Glitter.
Right. I think it was Danny Pellegrino, who's a blogger.
Yeah. And with his help, somehow that album, like 10 years later, is at number one.
So crazy.
I know. But Mariah Carey's Caution out today. Next week, Garth Brooks, the man in which you just heard, will release his Anthology Part 3 live album. 52 live recordings on that bad boy, 5 CD set. That'll be out next week. I'm sure the pre-orders on that one already through the roof. Earlier this month, remember last week it was Kane Brown, then November the 2nd, the Pistol A&E's put out their new album. Here we go, in theaters this week, Fantastic Beasts and the Crimes of Grindelwald, Eddie Redmayne, Johnny Depp in that one. Johnny Depp in all these weird roles he's always playing.
He's such...
Instant Family, Mark Wahlberg, that's out in theaters now too. Still There is, of course, the Bohemian Rhapsody. I nailed it that time. The Nutcracker in the Four Realms. A Star is Born, which I really don't want to see anymore. I mean, I'll wait now. I'd rather go see Halloween in theaters now than A Star is Born.
Halloween?
Yeah. I think I would.
You're way behind.
On Halloween?
Yeah.
A couple weeks. Day late, dollar short. Hey, that shark movie, The Meg, out now for people to rent, buy, or stream. Another Mark Wahlberg movie, Mile 22, is out as well. Also, Star Trek Discovery Season 1, the new Star Trek show. My grandparents used to love the, of course, older version of Star Trek. And Seinfeld, which Michelle's not a fan of, but hey.
I've never seen it, so I can't have an opinion.
It's crazy. Also, new for your weekend. Next Friday will be what? Well, Black Friday. All right?
Yes.
A lot of people having Black Friday sales already. But a recent study for you. Involving Black Friday, of course. A new poll indicates that 70% of Americans, 70% plan to go out and shop next Friday on Black Friday this year. Survey done by NerdWallet, conducted by Harris. This, of course, Thanksgiving tradition now to head out and shop on, well, now, Thanksgiving night. I mean, the way people do it now, it's Black November is what it is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody takes advantage, and I mean, why not?
You know what somebody brought to my attention the other day? You know how typically the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, businesses usually give the day off?
Mm-hmm.
But some businesses, they don't give Christmas Eve off. Isn't that bizarre?
Or maybe a half day.
But
you know
shouldn't
what I mean?
It be the other way around?
Here's the way I look at it. Christmas falls like it does this year on, a Tuesday?
I don't know.
Monday?
Yeah, it's on a Monday.
So.
Well, Christmas Eve is on a Monday. Christmas is on Tuesday.
Okay, Christmas is on a Tuesday. The way I look at it, if you own a business, if you're the boss, if you call the shots, I would say you at least have to have either the day before Christmas or the day after Christmas off. You know what I mean?
I know, but Black Friday should not be in that. I feel like if you're going to give your coworkers the day off, it should definitely be Christmas Eve, not Black Friday. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying.
That's crazy.
Black Friday, I mean, it's just a day. Is it really a holiday?
No. It's a shopping holiday.
Yeah.
That's not really...
And in terms of holidays, let's all be real. Christmas is the much bigger of the two between Thanksgiving. I mean, come on.
Oh. 100%.
You know what I mean? Yeah, everybody would rather have that extra day, I think, around Christmas.
For sure.
The only Black Friday shopping I've ever done is for diapers. That's right. Now Babies R Us is out of business. That's
so sad.
For the past 2 years in a row, I went there to purchase diapers. Like, I'm talking carts full of diapers.
For real?
Yes, Michelle.
Wow.
I have twin boys.
I know, but that's just so bizarre to go shopping.
They were like $11.88 for a box of diapers.
Maybe I'll have to look for that. Here.
Well, Babies R Us is out of business, so.
Well, maybe Target has a sale.
Target.
Maybe.
Speaking of Target, I had the pleasure, if you want to call it that, of working at Target 1 year around the holiday season.
Yeah.
And it was, I quit like 2 weeks after that. I told you how I quit Target, right?
Right.
I told you that story.
You did.
I just showed up one day and my wife dropped me off and I just left. My girlfriend at the time.
Wow, way to make an impression.
Job was the worst job. I love Target now. I love shopping there. But it was the worst job I ever had.
I loved, when I worked in retail, I loved working the holiday. It was so much fun.
Also, one more thing for you, Michelle. What's new for your weekend? I know you love Christmas, right?
Totes.
And you love the smell of fresh, cooked sausage or maple sausage, right?
Do I?
Yes, everybody does.
It sure
wakes you up in the morning, or a sausage, you can eat it really any time of the day. Well, Jimmy Dean, they know, Michelle, that you and others love Christmas time, and you love sausage-scented things, including sausage-scented wrapping paper now this year from one Jimmy Dean. And if you did not believe me, well, they have this to go along with it.
This holiday season, the smell of sausage is in the air because Jimmy Dean is bringing limited edition gifts that are yours for the baking.
I'm pretty sure all these are real.
Jimmy Dean sausage ornament. Behold, it's golden, mouth-blown glass glory. Sausage-scented wrapping paper.
Here you go, Michelle.
Smells like sausage. Tastes like paper. A handsome holiday edition. apron, mesmerizing sausage patterns galore, and a 1965 holiday album recorded by Jimmy Dean himself. Vintage vinyl that's used, not abused.
Exactly.
One of these gifts can be yours through the Jimmy Dean Recipe Gift Exchange.
There you go.
It's
so easy. Just cook up one of our recipes using Jimmy Dean's signature seasoned sausage. Take a picture of your finished dish, submit, and pick your Jimmy Dean gift. Though you better get cooking because supplies are limited. But wait, there's more.
But wait.
The lucky winner will also receive this diamond-studded piece of gold. A beautiful replica of Jimmy Dean's very own belt buckle.
Very nice. Wow, yeah. I mean, they're serious with that, and they'll give away 10 grand for, you know, the best Jimmy Dean sausage recipe. And that diamond-studded gold belt buckle.
The sausage-flavored wrapping paper, that sounds like a disaster waiting to happen. If you have dogs, oh, Lord.
Oh, can you imagine?
Oh, my gosh, it'd be a disaster, right? My dogs they would eat every single present.
It's not what I require you to wrap my gift in.
Okay.
Maple flavored, please.
Oh my gosh.
That's what I'll take.
Some people take it a little too far.
Hey, remember, for the sake of time, we'll wait till next hour to dive into those poll questions. They're up now if you guys want to vote on them, CMA related. One has to do with comic book heroes in honor of Stan Lee, and the other comes from the brain of Michelle Spring from earlier this week when she made her very first ever when she made her very first ever grilled cheese sandwich. We'll explain more next hour. That's a tease of all teases. Did you just call me a lame duck? What'd you call me?
Yes.
I've been called a lot worse. Never been called a lame duck before.
Well,
hey, y'all, we're fans of dogs, right? We love dogs.
Love dogs.
Man's best friend. Cats, listen, they make you work for your love. I told you before, I'm not all about that. I just want to walk through the door.
You don't like cats at all?
I mean, they're okay. I mean, I understand they have a purpose. Right?
To sure.
Hunt mice, I think. Snakes, maybe. Oh, I've seen a cat and a snake go at it.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I'm getting at, a Texas-based restaurant in Fort Worth has, well, listen, I've heard of cat cafes. You've heard of these. I guess now dog restaurants are now the new thing. It's the Mutz Canine Cantina there in Texas. And they're looking for the first ever pup turn. Somebody just to simply pet dogs and get paid $100 an hour. Sign me up.
Wow.
Yes. All while just playing with, you know, patrons' pups as they walk in, get
a
meal.
Do that.
Just sit around and petting dogs, making sure they're happy. If you want to, at Mutz Cantina, I guess there's they're looking for their pup turn, so you could go apply if you feel the need.
I would love to just sit around and play with
their pup turn position. Literally is what they're calling it.
Is it a paid position?
Yeah, $100 an hour.
What? We need to go do that. Right?
Yeah, right there in Fort Worth. You got to move to Texas, Fort Worth. That's there in the panhandle.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Maybe not.
Dog's man's best friend until they shoot you, right? There's that.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
The story about the dude in,
Where
was he? New Mexico. His dog shot him.
Yeah.
74.
On accident.
Yeah, so they say, Michelle. So they say.
Shay?
I would launch a full investigation. Show they Shay. The 74-year-old Sonny Tex Gilligan is recovering just nicely after one of his dogs accidentally shot him in the state of New Mexico. His dogs, Charlie and Scooter, along with Cowboy, those are all real names for his dogs, can't make this story up. We're all heading out for a jackrabbit hunt when recently, they were in the truck. Charlie's paw, I guess, got caught on the trigger of a shotgun right in the back seat of his pickup. And it went off and struck good old Tex right in the back. He's all right, though. Fortunate he was able to get his phone and make an emergency call. Did you want me to do the rest of that story in that accent? Did I fail you there?
Yeah, it would have been more interesting if you would have just kept in that accent.
Well, thanks for being honest. I love your honesty.
Hey, that's what I'm here for.
We had a recent study last hour about Black Friday. I have another recent one for you about how much we spend on pets, I guess, since we're on the pet topic. You know, annually, here in the good old US of A. I want you to guess how much you think we spend annually, all of Americans, a year on pets.
On pets?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I would say...
I'll tell you this.
A billion.
Yeah, but how much?
11.
Well, that's an interesting guess. No, you're wrong. Much more than that. $70 billion a year is what we spend.
Wow.
On
that's
pets.
A lot.
They say it's expected to exceed maybe $72 billion next year.
Huh.
In China, they're up, listen to this, they're up 50% in that category since 2016. They're up to $2.6 billion on their pets a year.
Oh.
Well, we know, I mean, listen, don't they eat those animals over there? Isn't that what they just... This is good dog, I mean chicken.
Ew.
This is good cat.
That's not
I mean
cool.
pork, right?
Not cool.
Is that what they do over there?
I don't know, You watch Vanderpump Rules?
It's my favorite show.
Well, you know Lisa Vanderpump.
It's not my favorite show, but I know what...
My husband loves that show.
I mean, it's all right.
Lisa Vanderpump, she was over in China trying to, like, pass a law that they couldn't kill dogs or something like that. I think it passed. I'm not sure. Don't
dogs running amok.
Anywho, I digress.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, for the first time, the folks at Jell-O...
Oh.
Introducing a edible slime for folks to... We all know kids love to play with their food, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes throw it. It's my children. It's when I just bring the dogs in and have them eat it right up. Cody, you missed a fish stick over there. Grab that fish stick right there. Jell-O introducing what they're calling edible slime. Get these flavors, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess this edible slime, it's squishy and stretchy, basically like a toy, but you can eat it all at the same time. You have strawberry flavored, which sounds... pretty nice.
Yeah.
Also, you know, your normal ones like grape, if you want, you know, maybe a watermelon. But what about the unicorn lime flavored Jell-O slime?
How do we know what unicorn?
That's the question I was asking. What exactly is unicorn flavor? I mean, does it look like a rainbow?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
You have to wait next month for your edible slime, though, Michelle, to be...
I think I'll be all right.
In select retailers.
Yeah.
Or you can order that stuff online.
I think I'll pass.
You're good on the edible slime?
Yeah, it sounds weird.
Well, I mean, you can stretch it, play with it.
Yeah, I guess
probably throw it up against the wall. It'll stick a little bit. Probably always.
You know what I always wanted?
What's that?
You know that... What was that Nickelodeon show where they had the slime?
The green slime.
Yeah, what was that called?
I don't know. Green slime?
No, the show. What was the show called? Double Dare?
I think it was Double
Family
Dare, wasn't
Dare,
it?
Family, or something like that. I always wanted to be slime.
Slime me? You wanted to be slime.
I always thought that was so cool because that means, I don't know.
That meant you were a cool, it was a status symbol?
I don't know.
You got slimed.
Yeah, I just don't feel like that would be cool. I mean, when I was younger. Now that I'm older, I would say, no, thank you.
It may hurt if it gets in your eyes. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how friendly
that
stuff is.
Oh, yeah, I never thought about that. Well, you know, when you're young, you don't think of things like that.
Yeah, you just want to get slimed. There's
right.
Really...
Exactly.
I mean, you heard the dumb criminal sounder. I know what hurts in the eyes. That's hot sauce, right? And that's how one criminal was able to rob a store with the hot sauce holdup, if you will. It's now the hashtag trending, I guess. Hashtag hot sauce holdup. Police in Alabama say a man threw hot sauce on a 73-year-old store clerk during a holdup.
A 73-year-old?
I don't know if it was Frank's or Tabasco. The story doesn't specify. The woman told officers a man came to the register to buy two pieces of candy and flung a cup of hot liquid into her face when she opened the drawer. She told officers the man then grabbed some cash and took off. Officers later determined the liquid was hot sauce.
Wow.
Gotta be careful.
I've accidentally squirted Taco Bell sauce, mild sauce in my eye once.
Ooh,
that hurt.
Good thing it was only the mild, though.
It was mild. Thank God.
You didn't go with the fire or the Diablo. Could you imagine?
Oh, my gosh. Have you ever had the Diablo?
It's a little much. And it's sweet, too, isn't it?
I don't know. Chad loves Diablo. He loves hot sauce. I'm just like, that would... no fun for me.
Yeah, it said Chad loves Diablo. That means Chad loves devil. You may want to... The
is that
Diablo
what that means?
Hot sauce. Diablo means devil in Spanish, yeah.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Little history lesson there.
Appreciate that's not history. That's called language.
Well, it could be both, technically. It could be religion too, depending. You know what I mean?
I mean,
okay,
maybe.
It fits all categories. The devil fits into all kinds of categories. Michelle, it's a poll question. Friday. Do you have the polls up over there?
I do. Which one do you want first? The CMA ones?
Let's alternate.
Okay.
All right. The first one, did you watch the Country Music Association Awards the other night. Of course, we've been heavy on that all week with the CMA Awards the other night. I have a result for this one in Z Country. I'm disappointed in
me
you guys.
Too.
73% say you missed it. Well,
what were you doing?
They were probably just waited for us the next morning for the recap, which is quite all right.
That's all right, I guess.
Fine by me. Michelle, go ahead. The next one there.
So you are over Carrie and Brad hosting.
Listen, I love Carrie. We all know that.
Right. I'm not a huge Brad Paisley fan,
they didn't make me laugh the other night.
But I like them together, and everyone pretty much seems to agree with me. 83% said yes, they would love to see them return.
It would be their 12th year next year, I do believe.
Is Reba the one that did it before them, or does she do a different one?
Oh, gosh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Vince Gill holds the record for consecutive years hosting that. I'm sure Reba has before. I don't know who else has.
All right. And Jimmy, move on to the next one.
Stan Lee. Yeah, go ahead.
You do that one.
In honor of Stan Lee, of course, what was it, 95? That's what he died? That's what it was earlier this week?
Yes, he's 95 years old.
What a weird week. Then, of course, you had the country music passing of Mr. Clark yesterday. But anyway, Stan Lee, favorite comic book hero, which he created. There's a lot to choose from. You have Spider-Man, the X-Men. My vote's the X-Men. I mean, I've grown up Saturday morning cartoons all day long. Iron Man, Thor, the Hulk, Fantastic Four, just to name a few.
I mentioned this earlier.
A lot of people were saying Wolverine.
I've never seen any of these.
You say Spider-Man.
I said Spider-Man because I do like that movie with Tobey Maguire.
Of course, Corey Brinton answering with a GIF, which is always acceptable. Or a picture right there.
Who
of Iron Man. That's Iron Man.
Oh, okay.
Who is that?
I didn't know.
You need to get up to snub on your...
Superheroes.
Oh, are you up to snub on your grilled cheese? Because this... Go ahead, Michelle. This came from your brain. And it has unbelievably 76 comments.
Honestly. I know. Isn't that crazy?
Go ahead.
You're so over it.
No, go ahead.
So when you're making a grilled cheese sandwich, I need to know.
Because you made your first one ever earlier. That's what you told me.
I don't think it was my first one ever.
I'm going to go read the text right now.
I said... I think I made a couple of grilled cheeses in college. Maybe. I don't remember, but I needed a refresher course. So my husband and I had to Google because we weren't sure how to make a grilled cheese. I know you can make fun of me. I was not positive. When you're making a grilled cheese sandwich, how many pieces of cheese do you use? My husband said I put too much on there. I put 3. I don't like any of
it's
the
way
bread.
Too much.
No, I don't like any of the bread to be untouched with cheese. I don't think that 2 covers it. I think you need at least 3 to get the whole surface covered with cheese.
What are people saying? If you go to Twitter, find our Twitter page. Go to our Twitter, Michelle, and I will, because I put an actual poll up there for people to vote with cheese blocks as...
Oh, you did?
The number representing, yeah.
Well, a lot of people...
Go ahead.
On Facebook, everyone says 2.
That seems like the right amount. 1 or 2. I mean, that's...
Somebody on here said 6. Where was that guy?
Okay.
I even commented. I was like...
You might want to go to the doctor if you're having to put in 6 pieces of cheese. In.
Who was it? Down here...
6
Rick,
pieces of cheese?
Rick Connor said he uses 6 pieces of cheese. I feel like he's going to have a cholesterol problem.
Rick, do you go to the bathroom? Do you toosie regularly? Because if you don't...
Oh, my gosh.
Your grilled cheese issue is your problem. Tell you that.
You know what? So... When I sent this text message out to the staff, it came back, and people do really different things with their grilled cheese. Who was it? Jared said he puts pickles and spicy mustard on his. Joanne, I think, said she put bacon. Was that what she said? I don't remember, but some people do some really creative things with grilled cheese. I feel like this is something we need to look into.
Literally, as we're talking about this, people are voting. So on Twitter right now, when making that grilled cheese sandwich, how many pieces of cheese do you use? I have cheese blocks up there for you to vote on. Right now, Michelle.
Yes.
Those who use 1, it's 32%. 2 slices of cheese,
50%. Wow,
okay. 3 is at 9%.
Oh, darn.
And 4 or more, just, again, 9%.
So 2 seems to be perfect. And a lot of people use Velveeta cheese. I have always just used Kraft Singles.
Listen, use real cheese. Get off
the
Kraft Singles,
please. I know. In that text message group, somebody mentioned using like Colby Jack, Swiss, and like switching it up and putting a whole bunch of cheeses on there. I need to try this. I mean, I need to have a day where I just, like, experiment with all of these grilled cheese sandwiches.
Wow. All right. That sounds like a life goal there. Is that one of your short-term or long-term life goals?
Long-term. We'll make it long-term.
All right. Gotcha. Because there's two categories there. Well, thanks for that rousing discussion.
Yes. Now I want to hear hungry. What everyone else says.
Throw some bacon on it.
Yes.
It's always good, too. So there you go.
Somebody was calling.
If they were calling to talk about grilled cheese, I mean, there's more important things in this world to talk about.
Now, do you eat grilled cheese plain, or do you have to have, like, a tomato soup with it?
Oh, I can eat it plain. Maybe some chips or something. Give me some chips. Yeah.
What?
But I don't need, like, a soup to dip it in.
I love tomato-based.
It's delicious, then. It makes it yummy. You're right. Okay, well.
Okay, well, that was fun.
Yeah, we're beyond that. Poll question Friday. Lady Antebellum, Love Don't Live Here, 99.9 WTUZ, Babbling Brook, she basically lives here. Hold on, let me turn your microphone
on. Thank you.
Trained professional over here.
Thank you.
Good morning, happy Friday.
Hi, yes.
I want to ask you our poll question, so you start us off with Z News first.
Okay, sure. All right. This day in history, 1907, Oklahoma became the 46th state of the Union. 1959, the Sound of Music opened on Broadway. 2001, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone opened nationwide. It brought in a record $90 million.
I was going to say like $100 million.
Just in its first weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2008, the final episode of Total Request Live aired on MTV.
Did you hear that?
I know, right? But then it was revived last year.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. No, it's never the same. Holidays for today, it's National Fast Food Day. It's Button Day. International Stand Up to Bullying Day and International Tolerance Day. On TV today, Adam Levine and Dwayne Johnson. The Rock will be on Ellen DeGeneres. 90 Day Fiancé.
If you say Dwayne Johnson, sometimes people are like, who's that?
Yeah, who is that?
And then you say The Rock, they're like, oh, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah. You're 90 Day Fiancé is on at 8. Last Man Standing's on at 8. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives is on at 9. And then Mariah Carey will be on Jimmy Fallon.
Her new album out today.
Okay. And then in country news, earlier this week, Chris Young scored the 11th number one single of his career as Hanging On topped the media base chart. Now he is bringing out a new single called Raised on Country.
Yeah.
But I don't think is that from his last album or is this a new one?
It's a new one.
I think it's a brand new one. He's moving on to a new one.
He teased it on Instagram and Twitter the other day. Him in studio listening to it. So you got a little peek.
But is that weird to have just one single off of his old album and then he just moves on to the next one?
No, he had more than one.
Well, it kind of seemed like he just released that one from this album, and then now he's just moving on to another one.
Don't confuse me.
Sorry. Another news, Soundgarden, Audioslave, and Temple of the Dog will lead a tribute concert to Chris Cornell planned for January 16th in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I heard about that. I guess Jimmy Kimmel's hosting that, isn't he?
He is.
That tribute concert for Cornell.
Yes,
Metallica will be there.
Metallica, Foo Fighters.
Wow.
And Ryan Adams.
I hope there will be some way to live stream that or if it's on TV or something.
Yeah, because, that'd be awesome to watch.
Yeah, that'd be cool to watch. All right, Brooke, let's answer some polls. You ready?
Yes.
On a poll question Friday. CMAs the other night. Did you watch? Yes, absolutely, or no, you missed it. I think I know your answer.
I missed it.
All right, good job, bro. Yeah. Thanks for participating.
I was sick. I didn't feel good.
Brad and Carrie, next year would be their 12th. Should they host again? I'm over kind of their act. Huh?
Really?
They weren't funny.
It's crazy that they've been doing it 11 years.
Mm.
But I enjoy them.
Hey, you know Stan Lee obviously died earlier this week. You know who Stan Lee is? Excelsior.
What?
Brooke, do you know who the hell Stan Lee is or no?
No, I don't think I do.
Comic book creator.
Oh.
He created Spider-Man, X-Men, Iron Man,
was
the Hulk.
Was he like 85 or something?
95.
95. Okay.
The look on your face when I said Stan Lee.
Sorry.
You look back at me like I had 18 heads on my shoulder. Okay, I won't ask you that one then. Your grilled cheese, you're not a fancy gal.
No, just...
Kraft singles?
No.
Upgrade your cheese game.
I actually do Colby Jack cheese.
All right.
It's really good.
Exciting stuff as always. Brooke, enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, you too.
You'll be back on Monday. All right. righty. 99.9 WTUZ, Tim McGraw. It's Eric McElroy, Michelle Spring, wrapping things up today. Glad you were along with us for the ride on a Friday as we're kicking off the weekend. Hey, real quick, congrats to our winners today. Daily birthday winner, it's Michael Moore Jr. Bo Sandy won $25 to Bell Stores, and Kim Burkhart earlier this hour won those Phil Vassar and Lone Star tickets courtesy of Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg. Michelle, let's wrap up these polls. And
let's do it.
Get a final look at things. We'll rotate again, alternate. The first one was the CMAs. Did you guys watch again? I'm disappointed. Z Country.
No.
31% said, yeah, we watched. 69% said, no, missed it. But those who missed, I'm sure they heard our wrap-up, which
for
was all
sure.
day yesterday. I mean,
yes.
Most staff.
And you mentioned that you are kind of over Carrie and Brad.
Just as hosts. Just as
right,
hosts.
Just as hosts, because I know that's your girl.
Yeah.
You're
my girl, and then it's Carrie.
She's your girl.
Yeah.
Would you like to see them return next year as the hosts? And 84% of people really like them.
There you go.
I'm with those people.
Stan Lee obviously died. Thanks to everybody who chimed in on the favorite superhero, comic book superhero. There are a lot to choose from the mind of Stan Lee, from X-Men, Iron Man, the Hulk, so on and so forth. But the one, Michelle, that garnered the most attention today.
I know. How crazy.
Well, it had to do with food. I don't know if it should surprise us. Go ahead.
Making a grilled cheese sandwich, how many pieces of cheese do you use?
Thanks.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say thanks to the 100-plus comments on there from everybody.
And the overwhelming response is 2 pieces.
And
I'm sticking with 3.
I will tell you this, over on Twitter, where it's an actual poll, because you can do more than 4 options on a Twitter poll. Zuckerberg, you need to maybe, I don't know. Come on, dude. Get with it. We want to do polls here. Of course, the same poll over there, and you can vote in terms of cheese blocks, which is pretty cool. That's from the mind of me. 2 pieces of cheese, that's the overwhelming favorite, Michelle. 50%, like you said. So on both social media platforms, it's about the same. 50% of folks say 2 slices of cheese is sufficient enough for a grilled cheese sandwich. 33% say 1. 8%, 3, and 9%, 4 or more.
I still don't get how you use 1.
It's just 1 is all you need on a slice of bread. That's it.
Well, don't you use 2 pieces of bread?
Yes.
So that's 1 per slice.
Well, some may want to do that, but no. Listen, when that cheese melts, it does expand
a
little bit. I'm not trying to get all scientific on you. Listen, if you want to discuss this further, you can do that while you find us on social media, myself or Michelle. We're out there and available. Podcast section if you miss anything from today's program. Also, remember, WTUZ.com to stay up to date on the latest news. Big Z Sports if you want, what's happening in our area. Our streaming services are right there. And those aforementioned poll questions on our social media accounts, 99.9 FM WTUZ, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Michelle, until Monday.
See you then. Have a good weekend.
Yes. Hasta la vista. You guys have a great weekend.